Yes, so
I think Jeff is asking who just showed up.
Sorry?
I think Jeff probably wants to record.
To know who is coming.
I was just going to ask if you needed a Kickstarter or something, or just go through the agenda and everything falls into place.
Okay.
Give me one second. I'll post something that everybody's going to need to refer to start with. I posted something in the chat. And in case you don't have these things available in front of you, I will post the agenda now. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, super dupes. Lost it in the general instructions, but just to remind everybody that the meeting is being recorded. When you speak, please state your full name and things for the recording and so on and so forth. First agenda item, as usual, is the adoption of the agenda. Jeff's made that available to everybody. Can I get a motion and a second on the adoption of the agenda?
I give my motion. So, Pauline Patty.
Eve,
you go. I second it. Okay. Carrie Dodge.
Very good. Thank you very much. So, that's carried. Second is the adoption of the minutes of the previous AGM. Which has been made available in advance and online and whatnot. Do people want a few minutes to take a look at the minutes from last year, or
that's proceed? The minutes are in the link that I sent as well. You have the minutes as well as the financial statement from 23-24. So that's all of those are in the link that I posted just before the agenda.
Do we want a couple of minutes to look at that, or do you reckon we're good?
Yeah, no, that has to be read, and that needs to be motion and second need to be from people that were there that can confirm that that's what actually happened.
The names we'll leave a couple
up at the top.
We'll leave a couple of minutes for people to look at that.
Jeff, il y avait un lien dans ton courriel, mais le lien ne conduit nulle part.
Essaye le premier lien, Stéphane, le tout premier tout en haut, je crois que il est meilleur.
Est-ce qu'il y a un lien pour le Zoom?
Oh, lequel courrier? Ah, ok. C'est dans le chat.
Le premier c'est fonctionne, bon. Ouais.
C'est bon, Stéphane?
Oui.
Ok.
Yeah, Yves Gigon moved. Do we have sound?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have a second on that?
I can second.
Great. Then that's approved. Do people want a couple more minutes to look at that?
If nobody else makes a sign that they need a bit more time, then I think we're good.
Okay, going once, going twice.
Yeah.
Okay, so, lui donner
so next would be business arising.
Vous lui donner vos noms. Ouais. Est-ce qu'elle prend des notes?
Philippe, McNab, c'est
Philippe.
McNab, c'est
Yeah, I don't want to get too far ahead of Pauline.
Yeah, she's taking notes on a name of
people. Is there any business arising from the minutes of the previous AGM? Anything anybody would like to raise based on last year's minutes? Nope.
No.
Right. There typically aren't, and we can normally just move forward with this.
Yeah, that's
no arising for the minutes.
Super dupes. Then the next agenda item is the board of directors for 2024-25. There are some changes to the board. Jeff, I wonder if you could present the change to the board.
Yes. I don't have this directly in front of me. Give me 1 second. Sorry about that.
So we have a few people stepping down from the board, a few people stepping in.
No, we have new people. So remaining in the position of president is James Andean. This is a process of nominations that can be sent in the spring each year by members who can self-nominate for a position on the board. And those nominations get passed by the board, accepted. And then the structure of the board is defined amongst the board members for the coming year. So, again, in the position of president, James Andean. Pauline Patti has taken on the position of vice president. Simone Chouini, position of secretary. And Sean Pinchbeck, the position of treasurer. We have as members at large, existing members from last year, Kerry Dodge, Darcy Hewitt, Etienne Maison, and Rick Nance, as well as new board members, Anna Dallara Majek and Michael Palumbo.
Great, thank you very much, Jeff. So, as usual, we need to move for an approval or otherwise of the new board. Any CEC member with voting rights can move to approve the new board. And anybody who has any objections can raise them. Does anybody have any objections? And if not, can we get a motion to approve?
These need to be from permanent members. If you're an associate member, you don't have a voting right.
Yves Gigon moved.
Thank you, Yves.
I think Stéphane Roy and Rick Nance also put up their hands, I think.
Okay, it would be easier because we get some people who are putting a thumbs up. I saw Stéphane Roy put a thumbs up. Kevin Austin seemed to have waved his hand and then put a thumbs up. Can you please just state your name and say you second or your motion? It would be easier for us with the documentation. Thanks.
Second.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you.
Terrific, thank you very much. So that is the board of directors for 2024-2025 approved. That means we move forward to the president's report. And since that's me, I'll present that. If I can locate it, having too many tabs open, just a second. There we go. Ish.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks.
Right. Got it. So, the first thing I'd like to say is I'd like to thank all of the outgoing board members for everything that they did for us over the last years. And I would also like to welcome, but also thank very much all of the board members for the coming year. For stepping in, we really appreciate that. So the cornerstones of the annual president's report are are the same year on year, more or less, starting with JTTP, the results of which are intensely hot off the press for some of it. So we have our top five winners of the main JTTP prizes. First place is Dominic Sambuco with Reazioni. I think Dominic's here, so congratulations to Dominic. Fantastic work.
Yay! Thank you. Nice to meet you all.
Nice to meet you. Second place is Michael Meunier-Bisson with Music Friend. I didn't see that Michael would be here, but congratulations to Michael.
He's here.
Third place, is Michael here?
Yeah.
Hello. There we go.
Hey. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Michael Lukaszuk.
That was Mikhail Bisson. Was not so, there.
Oh, wait.
Third.
Yeah,
the
we had the back of his head in the Concordia room. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Second place in the Concordia room. Third place is Michael Lukaszuk in the lovely yellow shirt with Obsession, which we listened to a few minutes of at the start. So fantastic work there. Fourth place, Alejandro Saigalik with Nove One. Is Alejandro around? Possibly not. But congratulations to Alejandro anyway. Hooray, Alejandro. And fifth place goes to Alex Matterson for Firmament. So congratulations to we also have our JTTP thematic awards for the, is this the third running of the main awards, of the thematic awards? Third running of the thematic awards. And
sorry,
I think
fourth.
The...
This is 2021, sorry.
The fourth, wow, time goes fast. And the launch, I think, of a couple of new ones. So just to run through those. The winner of this year's Hildegard Vesterkamp Award for Soundscape and Sound Installation is Findlay Sontag's Pushpull. So congratulations to Findlay. The winner of this year's Micheline Coulombe-Saint-Marcou Award for Self-Identified Female or Non-Binary Electroacoustic Artists is Marie-André Pellerin's Close Conversations of Other Kinds. Congratulations to Marie-André. The winner of the Jean Pichet Award for Video Music, New Media, and Creative Coding is, once again, Dominic Sambuco's Reazioni. So, fantastic double work there for Dominic. The winner of this year's Martin Gottfried and Martin Bartlett Award for Live Electroacoustic Practices is Nicolas Bourgeois' Nœud au Ventre. Congratulations to Nicolas. The Barry Truax Award for Environmental or Ecological Audio Practices is has gone to Rob Gill for HPV9 Composition 2. We saw Rob Gill. Rob Gill's in one of these screens, so congratulations to you, Rob.
In Toronto, yeah.
The Yves Gigon Award for the Most Outrageous Electroacoustic Work goes to Philippe McNabb-Séguin for
C'est toi. Moi, c'est Yves Gigon.
Enchanté. Ah, il est là.
Ouais, il est là.
It's a fitting title for the title of the award.
Outrageous.
Yeah. So, fantastic. Congratulations. Félicitations for Philippe. And last but not least, the Jeff Chippewa Award for Indigenous Cultural Background goes to Sylvie McCormick for Brother Bear, Russell Wallace, so congratulations.
For what price?
Jeff
Chippewa. Yes.
Indigenous.
Yes.
So congratulations to all the winners, and thank you, of course, to all the participants and everybody who submitted their work. That's always a real treat. So that's the JTTP award. There's also the JTTP residencies. So since 2021, the CEC partners with institutions in Canada and abroad who offer minimum 2-week residencies to a JTTP prize winner or thematic award recipient. for the 2023 edition CIMAS, Centro Mexicano para la Música y las Artes Novas, hosted the Hildegard Westergamp Thematic Award recipient Christian North in late May through early June 2024. And the Académie des Kunstes hosted Jules Bastien-Fontaine from the 2nd to the 16th of June 2024 in a collaborative residency with Lily Coslow. So thank you to those partners for engaging with us on the event. JTTP concert. So as is tradition since 2014, Akuzma presented the first prize work in October last year, which was Julie Delisle, Pipa Ara Suishi. Additionally, all prize winners and thematic award recipients had their JTTP 2023 works presented at the Sound Days Festival in Liepāja, Latvia. Many thanks to the CEC's treasurer, Sean Pinchbeck, for helping set that up. This initiative helped the CEC connect with artists from the Baltic states and several other European countries with the support of the CCA, Representation and Promotion, allowing Sean and CEC Administrator Jeff Chippewa to attend. Michael Meunier-Bissant has just been selected to present his JTTP 2024 second prize-winning work, Music Friend, and the upcoming edition of Akuzma in the upcoming October. So that's it for JTTP-related events. Update on eContact. The CEC's long-running journal eContact is currently in a production pause due to ongoing and accumulated limitations and challenges in its financial and human resources. The decision was made in order to avoid having to compromise the quality of scope and content that the readership has grown to expect after 25 years of publication, in which 81 issues have been published online. We will reassess the situation of the journal later in the year, and we will inform CEC members at that time. Next, just a quick word on the CEC's strategic plan. The CEC will be transitioning from our current four-year strategic plan, which ran from 2020 to 2024, to a new plan covering the coming years. More info to follow in our October edition of the bi-monthly online newsletter for CEC members, eFlash. Next, the CEC patron. So some news on that front. Al Matties has stepped down as CEC patron after many years of service to the community in this role. So we are very grateful to Al for that, for his many years of participation with the CEC and everything that he's offered to us and to the community over the years. Thanks to a focus group assembled specifically for the task of selecting a new CEC patron, we have been able to find a successor for Al. So we would like to please welcome the new CEC patron, a person most of us are familiar with, and which many of us have known, met, or certainly been influenced by over the years, which is Barry Truax. So welcome Barry Truax as the new patron. So we're very excited about that, although he needs, as
I think Barry would try to say something. He turned
Were you muted, Barry?
Merci beaucoup pour cet honneur. Thank you very much for this great honor. It's actually a wonderful culmination, although not the end, of my very long career. I have to say that in 1969, when I wandered into the electronic music studio at UBC, complete with a Buchla box and some Moog equipment, I never could have imagined the career that lay ahead of me that has, in fact...
Everybody's muted.
Mais c'est peut-être notre connexion aussi qui est arrêtée.
Ouais. Ouais. Okay, so at least...
Absolutely.
Other people hear him.
International avocation, passion, obsession. There is an incredibly supportive community worldwide that I have benefited from. In the early days, you you had to prioritize going to Bourges for the music festival. And in my case, since I got involved with computers very quickly on, just 2 years after UBC at the Institute of Sinology, Sinology, for those who have been there, the International Computer Music Conference at that point was where the action was happening in terms of research and production in computers. And then, of course, by the 80s, it all became much proliferated. It has grown immensely since that period. And I'm enjoying my retirement by trying to contribute to the community, international community, that has built up in a variety of ways. I guess the most high profile is simply, besides lectures and webinars and all of that, which is ongoing, is the fact that, as many of you know, I'm teaching two online courses in the form of a webinar series, one on soundscape composition, which was my other great fortune to have been, in 1973, invited by Murray Schafer to come to SFU to, as he put it, do participate in the world's most important work that we're doing. He was a master of understatement. Obviously, as many of you know, that has become not only a research passion, but also by the 1990s became an actual compositional format that Hildegard Westerkamp and myself have fostered here. And I very much appreciate the CEC naming these two awards for her and me in recognition of that, and hopefully as encouragement for, because I find that the generation of younger composers are very open to new ideas and integration of new approaches to this. And now that we can claim over 50 years of having done it, there's more than enough material for this course that I'm offering, which is in multi-channel. Some of you have actually sat in on it. There will be another version in January, if all goes well, where we actually listen to 8-channel pieces together, having exchanged the files, of course, for that. And then the course that I'm just finishing is the tutorial for the Handbook for Acoustic Ecology. That was the combination of the acoustic and electroacoustic terminology and how it might relate to everything, our knowledge of the world from a more scientific point of view. And this has been, continues to be even more popular, I think, than even when I started 4 or 5 years ago for that. And in fact, the sub aspect of that is that for the last 4 years, a group of Concordia students, where you now are in at least the home base of this broadcast, have been subscribing regularly to these courses. And in fact, less than an hour ago, I just finished up with the latest of 3 Concordia students that have taken the course and are finishing compositions, and I managed just to finish in time to get to this meeting. I'm also very proud that former students in that the mentoring situation, Christian North, won the Hildegard Westerkamp Soundscape Composition Prize last year, and one of my former students was also the winner this year. So it seems to have been a very productive. That has given me a lot of positive satisfaction, and so much so that it's going to be announced fairly soon by Concordia that my partner and I have established an endowment, the Glenn Fraser Concordia Endowment, to support a compositional award in electroacoustic music for the school in recognition of the quality of the students that are coming out of that program. Not only that program, but in this case, I have a particular, now have acquired a particular connection to that. And that award in the amount of $2,500 will be available next year during the regular grant cycle. So all of these have really enriched not only my career, but my so-called retirement, where I continue to do all the things that I enjoy doing and none of the things that I can actually say no to. And so it was with great pleasure to be able to say yes to James inviting me to occupy a patron, you know, position. And I'm very pleased to offer whatever moral or other types of support to the CEC. I was there at the founding of it back in the 80s, and I continue to be not only a supporter, but hopefully actively contributing to, as long as I can, to the electroacoustic field, right, and all of you as well, and many more across the world, because I think Canada is definitely a leader, even if we're not recognized as such in our own country, but that's another story. Everybody elsewhere certainly knows about us. So thank you again, merci beaucoup. I really appreciate this honor.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Barry, and thank you for your inspiring words and for agreeing to do this with us. We're very appreciative. We also wanted to invite an honorary member since 2019 and 20, and more importantly, founding member in 1986 of the CEC. We would like to invite Kevin Austin to say a few words about Barry's joining us in this role, but that will follow the president's and the treasurer's reports.
Very quick correction. It was Barry, it was an honorary member since 2019 and also founding member. Kevin is a legal founding member. Tiny.
Oh, yes.
Tiny.
Yes, sorry. That's correct. Small but important. Good. So before we do that, just moving from happy news to sad news, we have an in memoriam moment in this year's AGM. This year saw the passing of two of the most important figures of Canada's founding generation of electroacoustic composers and pedagogues, Francis Daumont, who passed away on the 28th of December, and Alcides Lanza, who passed away on the 17th of July. We thought it was important that this be recognized and acknowledged at this year's AGM, as both are losses that are deeply felt across the community. On a personal note, for me, both Francis and Alcides have had a significant impact on my own musical development over the years, both directly. I was fortunate to have been taught by Alcides during my undergraduate degree at McGill in the early 1990s, and indirectly, as it was my early encounters with the music of both Daumont and his students that first inspired my passion for electroacoustic music. Yes, they will both be deeply missed, and it's a real loss for the community. So, in closing, I would like to thank a number of people who helped the CEC get this meeting in place. Eldad Sabari, the Music Department and AV Department at Concordia University, for hosting and providing technical assistance for this year's AGM. The Ontario branch of the Canadian Music Centre and its regional director, Joseph Glazer, for hosting the CEC's first satellite AGM venue in Toronto, and Stephen Webb for his essential role in coordinating the satellite event. So that closes the President's report, and I would now like to invite Sean Pinchbeck to present his Treasurer's report for the 2023-24 fiscal year.
Hello. Welcome to everyone. Okay, so this is the financial report for the 2023-24 fiscal year for the Canadian electroacoustic community, with a perspective on, did I get that right? Yes, with a perspective on the current fiscal year, 2024-25. And
so, sorry to interrupt. Just a quick reminder for anybody who doesn't know what that is. It's the link that we posted earlier, AGM 2024 documents. You'll be presenting. Find this. So I think everybody should be able to see the link in the chat, so just before the agenda.
Yep. Have a gander at that. So here's an overview of the CEC's financial situation. Assets and liabilities. On the first page, the assets and liabilities for the 2023-24 fiscal year are summarized. Assets, the total of available funds in the CEC's main bank account, placement account, which are funds for the JTTP thematic awards, and PayPal Plus accounts due is $27,125. Liabilities, the total liabilities from accounts payable plus donations earmarked for JTTP awards through 2025, plus grants received in advance are $22,296. Assets minus liabilities leave a net asset of $4,830. Accounts due consist of membership dues owing, projected to be recovered, and a small balance for membership payments remaining on PayPal at the end of the fiscal year. Accounts payable consist of professional fees owed to the CEC's translator and accountant, and production costs related to JTTP 2023 concert in Liepāja, Latvia in April 2024. Revenues and expenses. The second page offers an overview of revenues and expenses by category. Primary sources of revenue were the SOCAN Foundation, membership dues, and private donations for JTTP. Principal expenses were subcontracting, administrative salaries, and professional fees, programming, grant writing assistance, accounting, translation, JTTP prize money, with smaller office and communications related expenses. The difference in total revenues, $42,162, and total expenses, $43,703, means the CEC's expenses exceeded its revenues by $1,541 for the last fiscal year. Financial forecast. The third page is an annex providing informal and simplified summaries and projections. First table reflects what is described above. The second table shows the projected funds and revenues available to the CEC for the current fiscal year. Net assets plus the confirmed annual operations grant plus projected membership fees and JTTP donations leave the CEC with a working balance of $43,230. So our revenue sources, institutional is the SOCAN Foundation. The CEC submitted a second 3-year annual operations funding application to the SOCAN Foundation in 2023 for the years 2024 through to 2026. For the past 4 years, increasing operating costs were balanced by annual increases in operational funding. The multi-year funding model now seems to be in question due ostensibly to structural changes at SOCAN, which have impacted the funding programs administered by the SOCAN Foundation. The CEC has not received an increase in funding this year and will be informed of the amount the foundation will allocate for the CEC's 2025 operational budget only at the end of 2024, and for 2026 only at the end of 2025. This funding source, now renamed Core Funding Assistance, has since 2005 comprised a crucial part of the financial support needed for the CEC's various projects and initiatives and for its day-to-day activities. Additionally, the stability offered by the relatively recent move to a multi-year funding model was extremely helpful to the CEC's long-term planning. The CEC thanks the SOCAN Foundation for their over 20 years of support and look forward to working with them in the future as their new funding structure becomes clearer going forward. Canada Council for the Arts. The CEC will be submitting project funding applications to the Canada Council for the Arts for upcoming initiatives, such as a tour for the 25th anniversary of the CEC's coordination of JTTP and for proposed community outreach activities. As more of that gets in place, we will send updates to our members on the bi-monthly online newsletter eFlash, which you should all receive by email. Some other matters, the JTTP prize packages are a result of private donations and materials solicited from institutional and individual partners in Canada and abroad. In 2021, under Kevin Austin's initiative, the first four JTTP thematic awards were launched. From 2021 through 2025, the awards were foundationally supported through a generous donation from Kevin. With further contributions since 2021 from Martin Gottfried. Kevin has not only renewed his commitment to support these awards for another 5 years, but in 2024 he also initiated another three awards and is funding those as well through the next 5 years. We send huge thanks out to all our partners for the wonderful prize packages the CEC is able to offer the JTTP winners, value of which is over $3,300. In addition to the cash prizes offered to winners and thematic award recipients, with a total value of $1,900. A further donation from Kevin Austin has helped the CEC subsidize, so to speak, the back dues of a number of members whose balance owing had grown in recent years. A portion of the donation was also used to invite a handful of new or past members back by offering them a complimentary CEC membership for 1 year. And here's the summary, for 1 year to 13 brand new members, 10 renewals of previous members' dues, and 8 members' back dues covered. 4 members chose to decline the offer, instead paid the 4 to 6 year back dues they owed. Inevitably, in the process of cleaning up the books, a few members stepped down for various reasons, but this initiative has nevertheless helped stabilize and strengthen the CEC membership with around 10% increase in numbers compared to a year and a half ago. On that note, I gently remind those members who have not yet paid their membership dues for 2024 and 25 to do so at the earliest convenience. Membership dues are another important component of the CEC's revenues and therefore also help the CEC maintain the quality and scope the community expects from us in our endeavors. If you're unsure of your membership status, please contact our administration to clear things up for you. On behalf of the CEC members, the board, and the administration, we thank Kevin Austin for his continued generous spirit. We also thank all our partners and donors that make up the JTT prize package that gets sent to out the winning composers. And nearly 40 years ago, 1986, it was Kevin Austin, along with Jean-François Denis, that set the legal and organizational framework in place that led to the founding of the CEC. It is generous contributions from our membership that keep this organization moving forward, growing, and relevant. So an outlook for the coming year. On behalf of the Board of Directors, I present the financial report slightly in the red by $1,541. Our continued SOCAN funding with some program changes should maintain stability and sustainability for our future operations and programs, with an outlook to hopefully grow funding for our future outreach projects from Canada Council. On a positive note, our membership continues to grow, providing another stable financial source that helps fund our various endeavors. Despite being slightly over budget this year, it is not and not by an insurmountable amount, and we'll keep a close eye on our expenses and revenues for next year to get back into the black. And that's my treasurer's report.
Thank you very much, Sean. Is that something that we need to accept? Or is that simply the, yes, so we'll need, can I move to accept the treasurer's report then? So James Andine moves to accept the report. That needs to be seconded.
No, you can't.
I can't. Very good. Thank you very much.
You're the chair. That's right. Sorry.
The voice of wisdom. Thank you, Kevin.
I believe I saw Michael Palumbo second it. So I'll move it. And then it should be good, right? Kerry Dodge moves it.
And then, so that's approved now, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and then Jeff correctly flags up that the president's report equally needed to be approved. So can we get somebody to approve and then second the President's report.
Simon qui a émis. I approve.
Merci. Merci.
And I second it, Stephen Webb.
Thanks very much. Okay, in that case, moving on to the next agenda item, which is other reports from the board and administration.
Sorry,
yep.
One small thing. Stephen, you're an associate member without voting rights. Sorry.
Uh-oh. But thank you anyway. Can somebody else second the president's report then? Kevin Austin seconds the president's report. Are we ready to move on to the next agenda item? Marvelous. So under other reports from the board and administration, I'd like to invite founding member Kevin Austin to say a few words about our new patron.
I'll give you just a few anecdotes since I'm not a particularly good public speaker. finding words difficult. I'm sorry, it's a joke. many years ago, when Jean-Francois and I did the bylaws and what kind of the legal stuff, and I sent out by mail at that time, land mail, a notice to 121 people in Canada. I've been building the emailing list, the mail list for 3 years, and people had contributed. By passing the word on that the CEC was, something was going to happen. No idea what it was going to be, but something was going to happen. And I sent out the formal letter of announcing the existence, the legal existence of the CEC, because it's much easier for people to approve something than to actually do it. And 3 days after I had sent this out, I got a letter in my mailbox at home from Barry Truax with a check. So that's how far back and how the level of dedication and interest and support of this it goes with Barry. And I see this as being another milestone for Barry in his contribution and international reputation being focusing back into the CEC activities. I'm very pleased at the success of the thematic awards. I must tell you that just but in general. I say that because the CEC for many years had issues of membership, which it still has, and people only join associations when they see themselves reflected in them. And the idea behind all of the thematics was to expand the reflection of the community within the CEC in a tangible way. And the most I can tell you from experience of speaking to 30, 40, 50 people a year about the Sonus, which is it's unique in the world, and the CEC's activity with regards to JTTP is also unique because for the younger generation to be directed to an unregulated and unsorted, unevaluated list of work, which is devoted to the development of the community. I hear lots of good things about the JTTP lists, and there are people I've met in the classes I have who have heard 20, 30, 40 of these pieces, and there are about 800 pieces in that database. And if you're involved in teaching or in something, it's an invaluable resource for the classes where instead of having to be compared to professional composers, people who want to get involved in this can listen to a wide range of materials, and it's been very successful. And I congratulate the board once again on renewing itself very successfully. And that's James, I must say, and I can't say James without adding Eve and Jeff to this, which is why I added them to the thematics this year, because they have been the structural backbone, and the president wears the cloak and provides the flesh, and the bone in here is long-term members and Eve and Jeff. And I will leave it at that for the moment. If you want me to speak longer, I can.
You sure? That's wonderful.
I could go on for
It's okay. I'm okay. I'm accustomed to this kind of
thing. We need a motion and a second for that to happen.
I have an older sister. That's always kept so many.
Well, Kevin, thank you very much. That's fantastic. Kevin, thank you for the anecdotes. Thank you for your voice. Jeff and Eve, of course, that's entirely true. They are indeed the backbone of the organization. And thank you for your generosity once again for these thematic awards, which are wonderful and hopefully, and I think are serving the role that you hope for them. So thank you
I
for
should,
that.
I should say that was only, that actually is only one third of the reason I did this. The other two thirds of this is that it encourages other people to pass along this sense of giving back to the community, and they'll pass it on to their students and to their friends, and in 20 or 30 or 40 years' time. When I've been pushing up daisies for decades, I hope not, but there will be something like that. There will be people coming into this and providing new ways of seeing things, and they will, as Barry has done for Concordia, they will pay back enormously large benefits. Because when Barry talks about, but just as an example, the funding, that's into perpetuity. That's not a one-year deal, and therefore it will leave its mark on the university. And I would like, if possible, to look into setting up some kind of an equivalent funding scheme within the CEC. It's actually in the bylaws, by the way. That's called looking ahead of it, because it was written. The bylaws were written in 1982, 3 years before the CEC formed, because the community wasn't ready at that time. But now it's clear. I look at this, and I listen to the work on JTTP, and I go, I mean, this is a matured community, I mean, a matured organization. And I congratulate everyone who is involved in this on a continuing basis. And just to spread the word, bro, as they say.
I want to second James's thanks to you for all of these decades of your support. It's just been totally amazing, and it's good. It's been very encouraging for me and others to just join in to the support as well. So a long-term thanks to you, Kevin.
Wonderful. Thank you both very much. Is that something that we need to approve and second, or can we, and so I approve, I second, I third, and fantastic. Thank you both. Great. Moving on to the next agenda item. It's other business, presentation of the Digital North Concert Series. So I'd invite Stephen Webb in Toronto to say a few words about that for us.
Hello, everybody. Hopefully you can see me okay. For those of you who don't know, my name is Stephen Webb. I'm a composer and sound designer working in Toronto. And thank you so much to Jeff for giving me the time to talk briefly about a new concert series that I'm planning in Toronto entitled Digital North. The new concert series in Toronto is to support both new Canadian electroacoustic music from across the country, featuring emerging Canadian composers, as well as bringing attention to some historic and significant Canadian electroacoustic works from the past number of decades. The planned first concert in this new series, I'm hoping, will take place in early 2025, and will feature the theme of new connections as it brings together two winning compositions from this year's JTTP electroacoustic competition, four original compositions from emerging and diverse composers based in communities across the country, as well as an important and historic work by pioneering Canadian composer, producer, and broadcaster Norma Beecroft from the Canadian Music Centre's Musical Archive. This first concert is going to take place at the Canadian Music Centre here in Toronto as a pilot project that will hopefully serve to grow and strengthen the electroacoustic community here in Toronto, as well as the broader Ontario and Canadian electroacoustic music communities, by providing a platform for emerging composers, as well as celebrating our rich history of electroacoustic music in this country. And I'd like to thank both the CMC and Ontario Regional Director, Joseph Glazer, for believing in and supporting this project and through the use of their space. Going forward, after this first concert in early next year, my goal and hope is to develop an organization that hosts consistent electroacoustic concert series in Toronto. And this will consist of a few concerts per year and hopefully further expand the reach of Canadian electroacoustic music through a live stream available around the world. And I really believe that this concert is unique and needed in Toronto, and that it will be the only purely electroacoustic-focused concert series in the city. Toronto has many fine existing contemporary music concert series, both new and old. But aside from NASA, which is out in nearby South River, Ontario, I feel as though there's been a sort of a gap in the Toronto region for a concert series devoted to specifically electroacoustic music and sound art. And not to mention one that specifically features Canadian electroacoustic composers. So it's my hope that this concert series will go some of the way to meeting that need in Toronto. So please keep your eye on the CEC newsletter as well as CMC communications for early next year. And when the concert date is set, it'll be promoted in both of those locations. So thank you all so much.
Terrific. Thank you very much, Stephen. And thank you for the initiative. I concur that I think it's it fills a much needed role that's been it's an excellent initiative. So thank you very much.
One quick comment that Stephen Webb unfortunately neglected to mention is that he himself was in 2022 a JTTP Prize winner. So this provides a perfect example of what Kevin and Barry were talking about. And I've worked with Stephen on a couple of occasions. He was, this isn't his first initiative organizing concerts or being involved in the organization of concerts. And it's been a pleasure to work with him. And I think it's going to be great to see where this goes. He's dedicated. He's on point. He's fantastic to work with. And a great example of what Kevin and Barry were talking about giving back to the community and helping it build and grow. So thanks for that.
I just want to interject one quick comment. Thanks, Stephen. I, as a person who's worked on electroacoustic concerts in Toronto with NASA when they were in Toronto, I definitely understand that when they left Toronto, it left a big gap in the electroacoustic music scene there. So I'm really happy to hear that this is happening. And then other question I had for you was just if you could send us info about, you know, directing composers and stuff like that to you so that, you know, you could get some more applicants and that kind of thing.
Your audio.
Yes, that'd be really helpful. Thank you, Carrie. Yes, I'll connect through Jeff because I'm always looking for especially emerging composers that, you know, their names might not be out there in the public sphere yet. So any recommendations for future concert would be really, really helpful. Thank you.
Terrific. Thank you very much, all. So that was the only thing we had under the other business agenda item. Is there anything else that anybody wants to raise under other business? If not...
I can see Jean-François's, the gears are turning there. He's wondering if he should.
Oh yeah, does he have something?
Non, j'attends le prochain point pour être le premier à suggérer la fin de la réunion.
Ah oui, t'es prêt?
Okay,
d'accord. Okay, in that case,
typical of his behavior. You think he works hard, he don't work hard. He's waiting for the cup of coffee. I know him.
Well, in the spirit of Jean-François Denis, then if there are no remaining items to discuss, and if there are no objections to the idea, we could adjourn the meeting now. If anybody objects, speak now or forever hold your peace, although Jean-François might have something to say if you did. Going once, going twice.
I propose.
Then I declare the CEC's 2024 AGM to be adjourned by general consent, by unanimous consent even, at exactly 21 at 100 in the UK, so that's exactly 1600 in where most of you are. Thank you very much to everybody for your presence and your participation.
Thank you.
Adjourned.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Can the Toronto and Montreal people stay on just for 2 seconds afterwards?
Laisse le son peut-être, mais le son comme ça. Yeah, mais,
did you already listen to all the pieces?
Or any board members that want to stay as well?
No, I think they will play some more, but
You can play something in leaving. I don't know if it's possible to find out if anybody else is online. Isn't there a way of? I thought there was something like that you could do in. In Zoom, no? Okay. Anyways, it's just a question of coordination. So, Pauline, you've been taking notes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can coordinate on that. Whoever
did
the audio recording or is taking care of the audio recording, please send that to Eve. And,
I have an audio recording, but I don't know if you have recorded it too on the Zoom.
No.
Okay, maybe on the Zoom workplace?
Yeah, I think so.
Michael was recording it, right?
Michael?
Yeah, Michael said it. Okay, so that's good that he did,
yeah.
Okay, that super.
That should have been cleared up. Michael, so yeah, if you could send that the audio to Eve, that would be great.
Sure, yeah, sounds good. Is okay, sure, sounds good.
He puts it up as an MP3, so if you've got a wave, he'll convert it, whatever
any,
format.
Any kind is fine.
Anything is fine.
Thank you.
Stephen, thanks again for helping coordinate between the two.
And the two.